Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, May 18th. The $1.9 billion awarded by the state legislature for infrastructure projects will not nearly be enough. Colorado transportation officials say they'll need 10 times that amount to fix the roads in the state. From Rocky Mountain Community Radio member KRCC in Colorado Springs, Jake Brownell has this story.
Speaking at an event in Colorado Springs, CDOT Executive Director Shaylin Batt expressed frustration with the state's inability to fund the needs of its transportation system. While the $1.9 billion is a good start, he described it as a mere down payment on CDOT's $20 billion need. Batt pointed to projects like the planned widening of I-25 between Monument and Castle Rock to highlight the state's shortcomings.
The idea that the two largest cities in Colorado are connected by the interstate that was designed in the 50s, built in the 60s, for a population in Colorado they thought would be 3 million people in the 1980s, is mind-boggling.
Batt says he hopes to break ground on the I-25 project by 2019, but says progress will depend on future funding. As for whether the state could get some help from President Trump's promised trillion-dollar infrastructure plan, he says it's too early to tell. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell in Colorado Springs.
According to a press release, the Delta Montrose Electric Association will not have an election in 2017 because exactly three candidates ran for three spots. Damon Lockhart from District 6, Mark Eckhart from District 7, and John Gavin from the North Region will all be declared elected at the next annual meeting of DMEA members. The three candidates were unopposed, so an election was not necessary. DMEA will not host its traditional candidate forum. Members will receive a mailing this month with the candidates' statements concerning their objectives for joining the board. The annual meeting for members is on Thursday, June 15th. It will take place at Hotchkiss High School, with doors opening at 4:30 p.m. Co-op employees will serve up a free grilled dinner of Hotchkiss Meats Bratwurst and cap off the meal with cupcakes from Sweet Cheeks Cakery. Dinner is from 5 to 6:30 p.m. And in a follow-up to our Connecting the Drops series that we played on the KVNF regional newscast last week, the state will provide money for Colorado schools to voluntarily test for lead in campus drinking water. The Denver Post reports that House Bill 1306 enjoyed bipartisan support. The law will help ensure that children aren't exposed to dangerous levels of lead in their drinking water. The new law is aimed primarily at older elementary schools, with the hope that all public schools will be tested by 2020. Just seven of Colorado's 178 school districts have tested their water for lead, and in those districts, 100 schools were found to have lead in their water, according to Conservation Colorado. Before the start of the legislative session in January, Capitol Coverage spoke with incoming leaders, including new Democratic Speaker of the House, Chrisanta Duran. Back then, she was confident that both parties would pass a comprehensive transportation funding package. That didn't happen. But as Bensa Berkland reports, Duran still feels the 2017 session was a success.
Your first session as Speaker, what was the biggest challenge for you?
It was a great honor of my life to be elected to serve as a Speaker of the House and be the first Latina in the history of Colorado to do so. I am so thankful that we were able to have breakthroughs on issues where there has been gridlock in previous sessions.
When this session began, we were just out of a very contentious and divisive presidential election, and nationally, I think a lot of people are still pretty polarized. Yet here in this split legislature, you, your Republican counterpart in the Senate, Governor John Hickenlooper, have all said it's been the most productive session on some really complex issues. How do you think that was able to happen, given what's happening nationally?
I think one of the things that was most important going into this session is to continue to do things in Colorado like we have always done. That in a time where there is so much divisiveness, that we have to focus on those issues that bind us together rather than those that will divide us. And this legislative session was an example of that. We really focused on problem solving when it comes to some of the issues that matter most to Coloradans.
For your caucus, what do you think was the biggest thing you guys gave up this session that was the toughest pill to swallow?
Well, I think there was a lot of give and take on some key issues. But ultimately, it was one of the most productive sessions that I've been been part of. We made a significant investment into education, and we also made it so that there are more opportunities for students to be able to have access to computer science and digital literacy classes, which are jobs right now in Colorado that are being unfulfilled and are good paying jobs.
Any regrets?
No, there's no regrets. What I would say is that I think we went big this session. We took on all of the tough issues. We encouraged people to have meaningful conversations about some of the topics that have been challenging to be able to find common ground on this session. We didn't get done everything that we would have liked to, but throughout the process, we started a very meaningful conversation. At the end of the day, we advanced the issues of housing and transportation. We advanced the issues of making sure that people have tools to succeed and be able to have access to good paying jobs. We've got a lot done for small business and seniors.
The biggest transportation package didn't pass. You were the main sponsor along with the Republican Senate president. It would have referred a measure to voters this fall for a half-cent sales tax increase. Where does that go from here? We have proposals floating around, so people still may vote on it this fall.
You know, we have to come up with a long-term solution to our transportation needs in the state of Colorado. In this session, we were able to find common ground with many who were engaged and willing to have a conversation and come to the table through negotiations to figure out what was possible. You know, out of the House, we passed a bipartisan solution and sent it over to the Senate. And if the bill would have went to the Senate floor, there would have been the votes to be able to pass it, to refer a measure to voters so that they are able to determine whether or not they want to invest more into roads and bridges. For Coloradans across the state, we know that it is more difficult than it has been to be able to get to where we need to go. And we're hopeful that for those who were not interested in being part of the conversation, that they will come to the negotiating table at some point to come up with the solution. The more that we see a piecemeal approach to this issue, the more likely that there will be communities that will be left behind, particularly in the rural areas of the state.
That was Democratic Speaker of the House, Chrisanta Duran of Denver. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
And Saturday is free dumping day at the Adobe Buttes landfill. Tipping fees will be waived for spring cleanup day, Saturday, May 20th, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Weather permitting, Delta County residents will be permitted to drop off brush, appliances, furniture, and tires for free at the landfill. No electronics or household trash will be accepted. And don't forget to secure your load. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.